Comedy Forecast, episode 225, No Cape Required. Hi, I'm Clinton. I've always wanted to run my own station, and now I do. Comedy Forecast. Yep, my studio is right here on the abandoned fourth floor observation deck of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers in downtown Midland Fair. Okay, so I have to rely on the residents, staff, and guests for my content, and my budget is about $4. But hey, it's a start. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy is the world's number one domain name registrar. They offer websites, hosting, email, and more. Plus, save 10% on your entire order when you use the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here.
And I am a specular NSD4500 digital camera with voice synthesis.
Well, camera, summer is almost here. And you know what that means.
I think everyone would agree that it means long, warm days and pleasant evenings.
Cute, but oh, so wrong.
Sorry, everyone. Epic fail.
It's time for summer blockbuster movies. And this year, there's a Justice League full of summer films based on comic book characters. So that means it's time for...
Danny Hillcrest. 2011 graphic comic book novel movie breakdown preview!
Danny, what is the point? The local AMC theater has banned you, so you can't get in to see the films.
No problem. It turns out all I had to do was say, I love 3D movies, and they let me right back in. They said something about me being a vocal minority.
You actually like 3D movies?
I sure do. See, once I put on those shaded 3D glasses, I can rest one eye at a time and no one can tell. Best of all, I don't miss a minute of the action.
That actually almost makes sense.
Sorry.
Does that mean you're staying to watch the whole movie?
Whoa, slow down. Let's not get carried away. I'm a busy guy.
I know. What was I thinking?
I don't know. I can barely figure out what I'm thinking. Now, let's get started. First up, it's Thor.
Name? He said it was Thor.
Wow! That name kind of sounds like something Sylvester would say. I got hit on the head with a Roger Corman grill, and boy, am I Thor.
Did you take your pills today?
Apparently Thor used to live with a bunch of Renfest actors or cosplay fans or something. I'm also guessing he was their building maintenance man, because he's always walking around with a hammer. A hammer?
Please, Danny, don't tell me you're going to do an MC Hammer joke.
Of course not.
Good.
Hammer time is never a joke.
Hammer time!
In this movie, the girl love interest attraction is played by Natalie I Did My Own Dance Work Portman. You know, the actress who played Luke Skywalker's mom, even though he was born 20 years earlier. That's kind of weird. Also, Thor is played by the guy who played Captain Kirk's dad in the last Star Trek movie.
Chris Hemsworth.
I love that place. It's from the Lord of the Rings films, right? Hemsworth Deep. But what does that have to do with this movie?
I honestly don't know.
Anyway, in Star Trek and Star Wars, we thought these two actors were killed. But I guess it was just flesh wounds. They weren't dead, just really, really Thor.
Ba-la-la-la-la.
Next, on June 17th, it's The Green Lantern.
Brightest day, blackest night. No evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light!
With all the emerald green in this movie, I'm guessing it takes place in Oz, which is not in Kansas, but might be in Australia. Or Chicago, which is where they dye the river green for Earth Day.
You mean St. Patrick's Day.
Wow! They do it twice a year? That's kind of excessive, but I love it! The Green Lantern is obviously a sequel to 2011's mega minor hit, The Green Hornet. And it's obviously an attempt to explain how projects get greenlit in Hollywood.
Danny, how can you get so many of your facts messed up?
Practice! Next, on June 3rd, we get X-Men First Class, the story of mutants traveling in style. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Why is that?
Maybe I'll find out what you're actually supposed to do with that hot towel they give you in First Class.
Should I ask what you have been doing with it up until now?
Nope. Let's just say it makes me kind of... Thor.
Listen to me very carefully, my friend. Killing will not bring you peace.
Peace was never an option.
All your favorite X-Men stars are apparently off doing something important someplace else. But the good news is, Kevin Bacon is in this cast, so we all get another degree closer to him.
Danny, I don't think you'll ever get anywhere close to a degree.
Of course not. I take lots of vitamin C.
Help me.
Ba-la-la-la-la! Captain America, the First Avenger, is up next on July 22nd. In this clip, Agent K gives him a warning.
Your enemy is not what you expect.
I think you're right, Agent K. I mean, Captain America has been in the army since World War II, and he's still just a captain? I don't think the brass upstairs likes him.
The generals don't like him.
No. I mean the trumpet players who live upstairs from me.
Of course.
I think they're DC fans.
Do-do-do-do-do.
And finally, on August 17th, it's Conan!
You are no knight. You are not even noble.
I care not. I live. I love. I slay. And I'm content.
Personally, I thought the whole thing was over when he got his own show on TBS. But it looks like Team Coco is taking the fight to the big screen. And lucky for me and my weary eyes, it'll be in 3D. I love it. I can't wait to see Jay Leno's chin popping off the screen.
No, Danny. This is about Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, well, even better. Arnold is back. The Governator is now the Conanator, the Barbarianator.
No. This movie stars Jason Momoa as Conan.
Wait a second. When was he governor of California?
I'm not sure. What century is it in your personal alternate universe?
October! Well, that just about does it for...
Danny Hillcrest's 2011 graphic comic book novel movie breakdown preview!
It's going to be a long summer.
Music within this episode was performed by Al Phillips and the Woo Team, courtesy of Music Alley at MusicAlley.com.
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com, or call the super secret phone line at area code 360 515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4. And follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter, all one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy. Because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review and we'll give you a shout out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.
Ba-la-la-la-la!